Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest edition of the Pro Basketball Talk podcast here at NBC Sports. I'm Kurt Helin, managing editor of Pro Basketball Talk, with you as always. And today, we're going to do something a little different. I know the NBA draft lottery is next week. There's a lot of draft focus coming up. And look, most of the time, we're focused on the guys at the top of the list. It's, you know, the Zion Williamsons, Ja Morant, RJ Barrett. Where are these guys going to go? How are they going to impact franchises? But a lot of what goes on happens below the radar. There's guys in the second round. There's guys going to, look, there's 66 people going to the NBA's combine. There's a lot of guys going to other camps, other combines. Remember, the NBA's running a G League thing. They've got about 100 people coming in, but there are other players trying to get noticed. And that's where the professional basketball combine comes in, and Jake Kelfer. We're going to have him on to talk about, look, his experience, how he helps these guys get exposed, and kind of that process for guys who, look, the guys you see later this summer who are rounding out summer league rosters and like that, and the opportunities they have. And frankly, with no further ado, let's just bring in Jake Kelfer. Jake, how you been, my man?
Kurt, I'm doing great, man. It's an exciting time of the year for me, for our team, and we're getting ready to roll. How's everything going with you?
You know, tad bit busy. You know, Kevin Durant's keeping us on our toes around here, or if not to them, you know, the Lakers. But let's get into the stuff we were brought in to talk about. I think when we, you know, look, the draft's coming up, a lot of times we, like I said before, we focus sometimes on the names at the top of the board, but you look at the, in particular, I was watching the Denver-Portland series, the playoff series this week, and you look out there and you say, hey, there's Seth Curry, a guy nobody talked to out of high school, a guy who was undrafted, Torrey Craig, another guy, I mean, small college, undrafted, who are out there making impact plays. Like, there are paths for these guys, and there's different paths for these guys to reach the NBA, and there's guys trying to follow those footsteps, and that's kind of where you and your camp come in.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I mean, look, at the end of the day, where we're at now with the NBA, it's a global game, bigger than it's ever been before, and there's more and more players coming from a variety of schools that are getting on rosters. Part of that's because of the growth of the G League, which is giving more guys an opportunity to be seen. Part of that's the growth of the NBA with the two-way contracts. I mean, the game of basketball is becoming such an opportunistic sport, whereas in the past you have 30 teams at 15 spots and that was it. Now we have, you know, almost every team has a G League team. We have great summer league. You have global camp. You have all these different venues, academies across the country, across the globe. And we're seeing an opportunity here now for a combine like ours to really be able to give NBA teams another look at draft prospects, draft eligible prospects, as they go to make their summer league decisions, their second round pick decision, their two ways, their training camps, et cetera, throughout that process. And that's where we kind of come into play, is getting a bunch of guys in one location for these NBA teams to come evaluate.
And that's actually, just for people who know, the Pro Basketball Combine, which is moved this year to Southern California, you've had in the past, the biggest names, I guess, are Antonio Blakely, played with the Bulls, Charles Cook with the Pelicans, but I mean, 23 guys on summer league teams, 9 guys who got two-way contracts. Like, you've put people in positions, and that's not even getting into the number of guys who've probably gotten paid to play overseas somewhere after going through the camp and getting seen and then getting on a summer league team, which is, I don't think people realize, like, how many guys from those summer league teams end up playing professionally in, you know, Israel or France or wherever.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. I mean, look, our success of the program has been great in terms of everybody that's come to our program that's been eligible to play after our event has gone on to do some form of professional basketball, whether that be in the NBA on a two-way deal, whether that be summer league, then overseas, whether that be overseas and then coming back for the G League. We've kind of seen it all. We've seen people play at the highest level overseas, win MVP awards. We've seen some of our guys go from overseas back to the NBA and then on a great deal. So, you know, it's been a really exciting process for us. And, you know, when we have guys out there, there's a lot of variety that we have, because we know we have a chance to really, you know, turn some heads. And that's something that we really look forward to each year, is the opportunity to bring these players the chance to be seen by a lot of teams at one time. Because at the end of the day, it's one team needs to like you. It's not every team needs to fall in love with you. You need to be on the top of everybody's draft board. You need to be on one person's draft board, one person's radar, one person's front office team, and that's what you need to get in. And then once you're in, the rest is up to you. And our event does a great job of providing players with that unique opportunity to be seen all at one time.
Well, talk about, like you said, you're moving it to the Mamba Academy out here in Southern California. Talk to me about your expectations for the Pro Basketball Combine this year.
For sure. So the past 2 years we've been at IMG Academy in Florida, and they were great. It was incredible. But with this year, we're moving it, as you mentioned, to the Mamba Sports Academy in Thousand Oaks, California. And, you know, outside of the obvious reasons that the Mamba Sports Academy is a great location, being in L.A., being around central media opportunities, you know, working with Mamba Sports Academy is giving us an opportunity to actually debut a few new things that we've wanted to kind of test out to really help the teams as well as the players throughout the talent evaluation process. And one of those things is actually called the Advanced Combine at the PBC, wherein we're actually creating and developing with different technology partners four new combine tests to create predictors of success at the highest levels of basketball, hopefully creating an impact on talent evaluation, whether it be this year or after we test it this year and the coming years, to really help people make those final roster decisions, those final draft pick decisions, et cetera, et cetera. So we're really excited about debuting that, as well as bringing the PBC Prospect Development Program to life, which is a program that is going to have several different workshops for all of the players to help them become the best pro they can be on and off the court. We'll be having financial literacy, we'll be having social media branding, we'll be having actually making the transition from an amateur to a pro. So those two programs, in addition to everything else that we already do, is really exciting for us to continue to bring value to the players, the agents, as well as the teams who are in attendance.
So I could say there seems to be like just two parts to this. On one hand, you want to give the player an opportunity to be seen. Like, what's the combine part of this? What are you running them through? What are scouts from teams going to see when they show up?
Absolutely. So teams, when they come there, we got to have all of our players go through traditional combine testing. And it's very similar to the NBA combine, where we have traditional combine testing, you know, your standing vert, your max vert, your three-quarter sprint, your lane agility, your shuttle time, all of those things. You're going to see workouts. We have groups of six working out where we do 3-on-0, 3-on-1. Our on-court trainers, our lead on-court trainer, Nick Friedman, is fantastic. And he takes the guys through real NBA offensive sets and start to learn how to read the defenses. And we start to practice kind of like, you know, game-like situations, so guys can get shots out of an NBA set and really prepare them to see how well do they learn. And teams are able to evaluate how quickly they're able to adapt. Then we have shooting drills. We do three-point shooting drills. We do NBA three-point shooting drills. We do some skill development work. And then we have three-on-three scrimmaging to really let these guys go after it and differentiate themselves. And so teams will really be able to see all those. And then one of the best parts that a lot of teams have really enjoyed over the past 2 years is our team interview component, which comes after the first day of workouts. And for about a couple hours, teams will actually be able to interview all the players that we have there for their request. And that's been a really exciting thing because it's changed some perceptions, it's enhanced some perceptions, but overall that's what they're there for, is to really get to know these guys, whether they've seen them five times or whether this is the first time they're really getting to know them at a personal level.
And I think that that's a big thing when you even talk about the NBA's combines and events too. If you talk to teams, yeah, look, they want to know what the athleticism level is. They want to see if the guy can do certain things. There's an athletic baseline. They want to see where people are at. But what they really want to know, and I think what's hardest for teams in a lot of ways, is predict. Look, you're predicting what a 19, 20, 21-year-old kid is going to do under pressure? Like, how are they going? Are they really driven? Do they really love the sport? Are they going to put in the work? What kind of personality are they going to be? If they get a contract and they get a little money, how are they going to handle that? Like, they're trying to get a read of the person, and the interviews to them matter as much or more than this the physical aspect of it.
I agree. I mean, I'm a big believer in the person behind the talent, right? I mean, you see guys that have the same talent all across the board, and some guys can't figure it out. And you see other guys who figure it out, not only figure it out, but they become huge additions to their team, whether it be in the locker room, whether they're the last guy on the bench, but everybody's supporting them, and then they get their opportunity and they come through in the clutch, right? So I think when you think about the game of basketball, you know, talent's obviously super important, but there's so many talented guys. I think where players really have an opportunity to differentiate themselves is by how they carry themselves, how they handle the media, how they handle the team interviews, and a lot of things like that. And it's something that I really believe in, which is why we've had this prospect development program that we're adding in preparation for their team interviews, because we really want to give them the best chance of success to turn their ultimate dream of playing in the NBA into their reality. And we're trying to give them that gateway to get there.
And I think, like, that was the second part of this. You're not just, hey, we're not just rolling you out there. What you're getting in this, and what agents try to do as well, I look like the best agents in particular, they're trying to prep these guys for what's coming and what's next and what to understand. And you're offering, the NBA Combine certainly doesn't do this because it's kind of it's a warehouse. It's an evaluation event. You're giving them the chance to, hey, here's some skills. Here's some of the skills you will need down the line, whether you're playing in the G League, whether you're playing professionally in the NBA, or whether you're playing, you know, again, in Belgium or wherever. Here's some stuff that you're going to need to know to learn to really be a professional at this.
Definitely. I mean, look, at the when you talk about these guys and you think about their futures, you know, a lot of the players that come through our program are going to be fighting for their spot. They're going to be on a two-way deal fighting to turn that into a full contract. They're going to be in the G League trying to get on a two-way deal. They're going to be at Summer League trying to get invited to training camp. They're going to be overseas trying to get to that next level of play, right, or trying to get back into the NBA the next year. And so I think, you know, something that's really important to us is we want this to be an experience that helps somebody go from point A to point B. And as you mentioned already, you know, it's not just about a evaluation period. Yeah, that's the most important part in the team interviews, but we also want to give these guys, while they're there, an opportunity to learn and develop as people, because when it first comes to shove, a player's career will be over at some point in their life. For some, it's earlier than others, and for others, it's 20, 25 years down the road, but if we can get them to understand some of the basics at the very beginning, then with every success that they have, they can have some of the grassroots to really understand this is what needs to happen to be successful on and off the court. And I think that that's something that we're seeing more and more players focus on their individual brand. We're seeing individuals have as much or more influence in certain teams across a variety of sports. We're seeing more and more players trying to learn how to be better, you know, with investments, while still some are trying to figure out how not to go broke. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these things can be prevented if we just spend a little bit of time really trying to work on this component. So for us, that's definitely important. But obviously, you know, we run the Pro Basketball Combine, hence Combine. And that's what we want to give these guys, is the best chance to improve their on-court stuff while complementing it with supplemental trainings like the program, the educational programming, as well as the advanced combine to create additional metrics for evaluation.
Yeah, I think, by the way, the other part of that, and you mentioned it quickly, handling social media has just become part of it now, right? Like, learning how to handle that aspect of it where, look, anonymous people say horrible stuff. And you know, I think we all know, we've all been on Twitter, we all know how these things can go. Learning how to deal with that is now just, it's part and parcel of being a professional athlete anywhere. It's you're going to have to, what you put out there will be seen and can be trouble or can be good, and you've got to learn how to handle it.
100%. 100%. I mean, the athletes that do a good job on social, I mean, look at Juju Smith, USC wide receiver on the Steelers. He did an incredible job of social media, and it didn't take away from his on-field performance. right? And I think that's one of the things that, as we go through this social media wave, a lot of players are saying, well, no, I don't want to get involved with this because it's going to take away from my on-court. It's going to be a distraction. But there's ways to do it the right way, and there's ways when you're actually using social media to not only elevate your brand, but to create additional revenue streams, to create different opportunities, to collaborate with other players, to bridge this gap, and to really, really make basketball global, right? And that's where I think a lot of players and I think a lot of agencies and I think a lot of people, and that's why there's so many managers and everybody, is really trying to get on this social media wave because a player's influence is at its all-time high and it's continuing to grow.
So how does this work from your end in terms of getting the players? And I know, I don't know if you want to say that, and I know that you're getting close, that you've announced some of the people who are coming to the combine. And how does this work? Is it mostly through agents? Are you reaching out to them? Are they reaching out to you? How does this process come together to put these players in the right spot?
It's essentially a twofold process. On one hand, we have an extensive database. Our director of scouting, John Chepkevich, is fantastic and did a great job throughout the season of kind of creating and formulating lists and rankings of where we place different guys. What's interesting for us is we have to kind of think about, okay, who's probably going to get invited to the NBA Combine as well when we start to take into account our rankings. From there, we kind of do an evaluation on our end, and we'll start to invite guys as they sign with their agents. We'll invite them directly, talk with their schools, as well as having an agent and player submission process, because we know there are always people that are going to fall through the cracks in whatever way it may be. And so we're willing to always work with invitations on our end, but also player and agent submission to make sure we do our due diligence and to make sure we put the best crop of players. And we'll obviously talk through NBA teams throughout this process to see some of the guys who they like, who they don't like, and kind of take that into consideration as we build out our list of 24 guys, which is the maximum that we do over the course of those 2 days.
It's, and I would say you keep it relatively small. As you said, it's 24 guys so that the teams can get a better look at exactly what they're getting, right? This isn't a big how many money can we make, how many people can we cram in here. It's about giving a real opportunity to the guys who go. It's not a showcase where you're in this to, not that you're not doing this for charity, but it's also not about just about the money.
No, definitely not. I mean, there's multiple reasons why we keep it at 24. You know, part of it's because of the intimate setting that we can have. It's a very intimate setting. Teams are able to get a really great look at these guys. There's minimal distraction. They're able to access the majority of the guys that they want to do interviews with, a lot of them, which is something that's really awesome. On the other side, you know, the NBA has a set of pre-draft rules that we work with the NBA to make sure that we follow and execute. And some of those rules include no more than 6 players on the court at one time, and we work with them to really just make sure that our event is done, you know, by the book to help them out, you know, as they allow us to have our event and work with us on that and have their teams are represented. So it's a win-win for everybody, and part of that's because we'd like to have 4 groups of 6 over the course of those 2 days, and it's been a great run so far. And the 24 players has definitely been a good number. There's a lot more people that obviously want to get in, but 24 is the number that we've settled on that give teams the best and most intimate look during this process.
And you've had a lot of teams show up. You've got a lot of teams coming to get a look at these guys because, like you said, it's not for them. It's a chance to get a look at some guys a little farther down their list who maybe they don't draft, but you got to put 15 guys on a summer league roster, and those guys surprise you sometimes, and those are the fun ones who end up getting camp invites or whatever. You know, like you said, you get the foot in the door and then see what happens.
Absolutely. I think that you know, when you talk about it on that standpoint, you know, I think a lot of the players that come, we have a good majority of the NBA there the past 2 years, and we expect to do the same this year. And I think something that a lot of people, and we alluded to this before, is really focusing on, look, I need to perform as much as I can in front of as many teams as possible to show them that I am their guy. I am their second round draft pick. I am their summer league guy. I'm their two-way guy. This is where I can do that. And I think an attitude like that, it's really benefited some of the players that have come through our program. Last year, Brandon Sampson was one of those guys.
Yeah.
He came to our program, wasn't invited to the NBA Combine. People kind of were unsure of where he was going to end up, and he comes to our event, does incredibly well, and ended up on a you know, in the G League and then signed a two-way deal with the Bulls this year, following in his former LSU teammates Antonio Blake in his footsteps. So that's been really exciting for us to see. But I think that a lot of guys who have this opportunity take it very seriously, which is incredible to see, and they've been able to gain some incredible opportunities from that just due to the fact of how hard they're playing, what they're willing to show teams, how they're interviewing, and so sometimes even surprising teams. You know, Todd Withers, a kid from Queen's University, D2 last year, came to our event, was a great guy, was on a got invited to play with the Detroit Pistons G League team this year. You know, when you talk about somebody that wasn't very highly looked at throughout the year, that's a guy that benefited greatly from our event. So, you know, I think it goes to one thing that we talked about. You need one team to fall in love with you. You need one team to want you. And the people in the front office all talk, and they'll all make it happen. They all discuss everything with each other. And, you know, I think that says something important to remember when guys are going through this pre-draft process, because if you're not invited to Chicago, if you're not invited to the G League Elite Camp, you've got to find a way to prove yourself. And the best way to prove yourself is to be on the court with 23 other guys showing that you're the best one there and that you belong in the NBA and that the NBA made a mistake by not inviting you. That's up to you. That's up to the players. And we just provide the platform, and we're excited for what's to come this year.
Are a lot of these players late bloomers, like guys who ended up at, you know, smaller colleges or, well, I mean, you're rolling guys out of LSU as well, so guys who maybe just didn't get noticed for whatever reason, but maybe, look, they weren't McDonald All-Americans. They weren't the guys everybody was watching from age 16, and suddenly they just kind of slid under the radar, but they bring a real, I would imagine if they're there, they're bringing some real grit because they want this.
Man, we've had everybody across the board. Former recruits that have struggled, former top high school recruits that for some reason didn't live up to quote-unquote the expectation in college. We've had guys that have gone to community college and then go to for 2 years to a D1 school. We've had guys come out of the biggest conferences at the biggest schools. We've had guys come from the smallest schools and have question marks around can they compete with the best, right? I mean, Junior Robinson last year, he was a 5'5" guy. He scored over 20 points a game, I believe it was, in college. But people question, could a 5'5" guy that scored 20 at a small school compete against the big dog? And that was a great opportunity for us to bring him to our event. He did really well, showed he could compete, ended up on the Hawks Summer League roster, and then ended up in a high-level league in Spain where he was one of the leading scorers of their team at 18 a game this year. So, you know, we've seen it all. We've seen from LSU, we have Kenny Williams this year from North Carolina coming, who I think is an incredible prospect. We have Desmond Bain from TCU coming, a junior that's testing the waters. So it's going to be a very interesting year this year for us, because there's always guys that maybe people expect to be one way and show out a different way. There's always surprises. There's always guys that are like, yep, this guy's as good as we thought he was going to be. He's our two-way guy. Or, you know, like, there's always different things that people will find from it, but you know, people come from all different schools. We have all people from all different grades. We have a lot of seniors. We have some underclassmen, and it's going to be, you know, a really great event this year with everything that we've got in store for these guys.
Yep, and this ties into a lot of other stuff. Obviously, this is tied a little bit to Steve Kyler had been on a few weeks ago to talk about Basketball 101 and his program over there. For people trying to get in on the other end of this, not players, it's a really great event, and it's great to see it out here in Southern California, in the beautiful Thousand Oaks. It should be a really interesting event. Do you get to watch much NBA at this time of year, or is you just knee deep in your thing?
I'm pretty knee deep, Kurt. To be honest, Knee deep, but at the same time, like, I'm one of those people where if I could let my entire life be consumed by the work of basketball, I'll forget how beautiful the game of basketball really is. So I always make sure that I get to watch playoffs here and there. You know, I love the game of basketball. And, you know, while it's important to work really hard and make these things all happen, I'll get up a few hours earlier to make it happen because I want to watch the game too. You know, grab a beer, get a bite, hit a Taco Tuesday. You know, I just want to have fun throughout this whole process, because that's what it's all about, enjoying the journey. Even while we're creating something pretty spectacular and impacting the pre-draft process.
Yeah, I think sometimes those of us who work in the industry can get bogged down in the, you know, the off the court stuff and the grinding part of the work and you know everything else that comes with this. And I work in a candy store. I don't want to knock this in the least because I love my job. But sometimes you lose track, and then you'll watch a game, and you'll sit back and watch a game. And I remember sitting at the 2014 NBA Finals, 2014 when the Spurs won, 2013 whatever year that was, and their last title, and thinking it was halfway through, and I'm like, this is like the most beautiful basketball I've ever seen, and like trying to just take a moment to soak it up, and I still do that occasionally where I'm at a game and it's, you know, the night that Steph Curry goes off, or it's a night that maybe it's not a star. Maybe it's, wow, you know who, like, I went to a lot of Clipper games. I'm based in LA. I could watch Montrezl Harrell play every night. Like, just energy big, who plays hard. And you're like, man, it's just fun to watch these guys. It's fun to watch the players. And that can be also what's fun about these kind of combines, where, and I think it's what's fun about the Summer League, is to see guys put in that kind of effort.
Look, I completely agree. Just as we, you know, work in the industry, the players also are busting their ass every day to make their dreams come true. If they get drafted number one, like Zion's going to be, they want to now be an all-star, right? If you want to be an all-star, then you want to be an MVP, then you want to be a champion, whatever it is, right? There's always something that we're chasing. But if we don't take time to appreciate the moments that we have, the game of basketball for what it is, we'll sometimes lose sight on the love for the game, which can impact our performance both at work and on the court. So I always like to think, man, you know, we got a great event that helps 24 guys achieve their basketball dream. You know, that's what we have every year. And for me, you know, I love being a part of it. But you better believe when we get to that event, yeah, we'll be working, but we'll be chatting it up. We'll be hanging out. We'll be watching basketball. And we'll remember that this is why we're involved in this in the first place, because we love the game so much. And we just want to help everybody get to where they want to go, both on our staff, our team of 20 people that will come, as well as our players, as well as the agents, as well as the team personnel that come to the event. You know, we want to create a win-win for everybody while also making sure we have a great time doing it and have it be an experience that people remember.
Exactly. Jake, people can find out more about the Combine if they want it. It's professionalbasketballcombine.com, correct? And that, if they want to find out more, that's the spot?
Yeah, professionalbasketballcombine.com is our website. And on social, on Twitter and Instagram, are our most active. You can find us at ProBBallCombine. And we're posting all of our announcements for our guys this year. We're posting updates, and we'll be posting stats. We'll be posting everything on that as well. We're even, you know, the last thing I'll mention that we're doing, top everything off, is to kick off the PBC, the week of the PBC, we're actually hosting a celebrity influencer game on Sunday, May 19th at Calabasas High School as a way to raise money for a charity called Pencils of Promise, which is bringing global education, quality education globally. And so we're really excited to add that event to the PBC brand and raise some money for charity and just get the week of the PBC kicked off on the right foot. So we're excited about it. But yeah, at Pro B-Ball Combine and at ProfessionalBasketballCombine.com is where you can find all the information you could ever want. And I'm obviously available to be reached out to and talked to. It's a busy time of the year, but always make time for anybody that's interested in chatting.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jake, for doing things. Thanks for taking the time to chat for us. Do let me know about the celebrity influencer game. I'll try to get some word out about that as well. And thanks for taking the time. Like I said, this is a fun look into, you know, a different path than the one we always talk about for players and the place we normally get. This is the real work of basketball. This is where, you know, most of, we focus on those top 10 or 15 guys or 100 guys even, but there are a lot of guys getting paid, a lot of guys doing really good work, and then this is the real work of basketball. This is the real, you know, if you love the game, this is the real thing.
Putting the work, reap the reward. That's what it's all about. Kurt, I appreciate you for having me on. As always, it's always a pleasure. Your knowledge is always incredible to me. So I appreciate you having me on your platform. And I'll definitely get you that info pretty soon.
Yeah, cool, and we will talk soon. And everybody, we will be back next week actually talking about the draft lottery as well as the second round of the NBA playoffs here on the Pro Basketball Talk podcast. We'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.